This week, it was reported that the computer systems of both the Obama and McCain campaigns were victims of a sophisticated cyber attack earlier this year. Newsweek magazine reported yesterday the attacks were serious enough to prompt an FBI investigation. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston covers counterterrorism issues and joins us from New York. Dina, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
What can you tell us about this hacking job?
Well, apparently the Obama campaign first discovered something odd was going on with their computer system back in August. And initially they thought they simply had one of these run-of-the-mill computer viruses. You know, someone was trying to get the campaign's credit card numbers or steal their passwords. And it was only after they asked the FBI to step in that they realized that something more serious had happened. And the FBI told them that they were victims of a cyber assault, and some entity was actually downloading a bulk of their files. Now, I spoke with some government officials familiar with the case, and they said that law enforcement believes the attack originated from China. And it wasn't just the Obama campaign. Apparently, the McCain campaign had the same issues.
Is there any indication as to what the people, Chinese or otherwise, who were trying to hack into the systems might have been after?
Well, right now, the working hypothesis is that whoever was behind the attack wanted to get information on the policy positions of each campaign. I mean, government officials I talked to said the development of policy, you know, this back and forth and hashing of ideas, could give someone who's negotiating with the administration later a real idea into what they were thinking. And conceivably, that could help the negotiations, say, on trade down the road.
Because they would know not only what an official position is, but what their fallback position is, for example.
And exactly what they were worried about, for example. You know, they would know what their absolute no was and maybe how they got there. And that's what was worrying. And to be honest, the FBI has been dealing with a lot of these kind of cyber espionage cases. You know, one of the big targets in this kind of thing has been universities who have been seeing a lot of their research swiped. And the FBI has been working with universities to safeguard their information in a lot of the same ways that they had to do with the campaigns over the summer.
This is obviously the first transition between administrations since the September 11th attacks. And I think we were all amazed learning shortly after the September 11th attacks that the FBI was nearly as computerized as we thought it was. The amount of information that will be traded over the Internet over the next 70-some days is going to be extraordinary. This must be quite an opportunity for hackers.
Indeed. And that's one of the things that the FBI is trying to guard against. You know, I spoke to some FBI officials who said that the pre-9/11 world doesn't give them any sort of guidance at all on how to help Obama officials get up to speed. I mean, before the al-Qaeda attacks, the FBI transition briefings included sort of detailed discussions on specific crime fighting and techniques. And now the briefings are this discussion of terrorist threat tripwires and attack prevention and how to fight spies, not just here at home, but out in the internet ether, as evidenced by what happened over the summer. That's one of the reasons why there seems to be so much unprecedented transition cooperation so far. Now, it's early days yet, but the real concern is that terrorists are going to try and take advantage of this time when the country's guard might be down. Now, you may or may not recall that the first World Trade Center attack was just weeks after the Clinton administration took office in 1993. So the cooperation, the security clearances we're hearing about, the early terrorism briefings, those are all about trying to avoid any security lapses between the administrations.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston in New York. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.